This morning, we will cover question 118 of the Heidelberg Catechism. We're covering the Lord's Prayer. Today's question is question and answer, very brief, but there are 10 more questions in the Heidelberg, so I promise you we're going to be covering the Lord's Prayer in some detail. Question: what did God command us to pray for? Answer: everything we need spiritually and physically, as embraced in the prayer Christ taught us. The Lord's Prayer can be divided into five sections. Section one is our acknowledgement of God's sovereignty. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Section two is God's kingdom coming with power on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Section three is God's provision for our daily needs. Give us this day our daily bread. Section four is God's forgiveness. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. And section five is God's protection from temptation and evil. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. An important thing to note about the Lord's Prayer is that it is a corporate prayer. We pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven." The Lord's Prayer is a petition of millions of Christians comprising the church on earth. As the church prays the Lord's Prayer, God promises to provide for our physical and spiritual needs. God promises that through the church, all the nations will be discipled. The kingdom of God will come to its fullness on earth, and the knowledge of the glory of God will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea.